Earth Store Sutra Recitation. The Sutra of Past Vows of Earth Store Dizang Bodhisattva is a very popular sutra in Chinese Buddhism religion. It is known as the Sutra of Filial Piety in Buddhism. Shakyamuni Buddha lectured this sutra for his mother Lady Maya in Trayas Trimsha heaven to repay the kindness for his mother. Within the sutra, Earth Store Bodhisattva manifested as a filial daughter twice, once as a Brahmin girl, and again as a girl named Bright Eyes. In both cases, for the sake of saving her mother from the suffering within the hells, she vowed to save all evil sentient beings from suffering within the hells. Our compassionate Shakyamuni Buddha, before entering Nirvana, concerned with the unenlightened sentient beings of Jambudvipa who were still wandering in the suffering sea, entrusted the beings to Earth Store Bodhisattva. Shakyamuni Buddha urged Earth Store Bodhisattva until the birth of Maitreya Mi-Lei Bodhisattva to look after the Saha world, liberate them from suffering, and obtain Vyakarana. When Earth Store Bodhisattva was entrusted with such a big responsibility from Buddha, she vowed that, if the hells are not empty, I will not become Buddha. Until every single living being is taken across, I will not attain enlightenment. What a great, compassionate vow! Earth Store Bodhisattva attained his position as one of the greatest bodhisattvas with the foremost vows. The great venerable master Hong Yi was so touched after listening to the sutra that he wept. He recommended that all cultivators who practice the Pure Land School recite the sutra and practice morality and the ethics of filial piety accordingly. Otherwise, not only will we not be born in the Western Pure Land, but we may likely fall into the three evil paths. In explaining the Earth Store Sutra, the Venerable Master Shunhua said, "There is a deep causational connection between Earth Store Bodhisattva and every sentient being. If we recite Namo Great Vows Earth Store Bodhisattva sincerely and diligently at all times, Earth Store Bodhisattva will stay in our hearts at all times, and we will stay in the Bodhisattva's heart at all times. This spiritual connection is inconceivable." The Sutra of Past Vows of Earth Store Bodhisattva is simple and easy to understand. Most of the moral teachings are about cause and effect. It describes the various kinds of sufferings in the hells. If you read it literally, it does not seem to contain any profound and mystical meaning. If you think this sutra is only useful during funeral ceremonies to liberate spirits condemned to hell, then you are underestimating this dharma. We must all understand that there are no relative levels in Buddha dharma. All dharma methods taught by Buddha can achieve the same result of ultimate enlightenment if you use it wisely, appropriately, and effectively. Sentient beings of the Dharma ending age possess fewer good roots and virtues. Profound Dharma methods that are difficult to understand will hinder their learning. The Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra describes the horrible sufferings of different kinds of hells to deter them away from committing the sins of hell, and describes the happiness of heaven and earth to entice them to cultivate kind acts until reaching the stage of Bodhi. The great Venerable Master Lan Si exclaimed while he was talking about the importance of the sutra, "Just as clothing material is not as valuable as a pearl in an ordinary day, these items are treated as treasures during catastrophes. So is the value of the sutra in rescuing sentient beings during the catastrophic Dharma-ending age. This sutra cannot be omitted." Although the majority of the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra relates incidents, the incidents imply truths in the universe. Our minds can create good and bad karma. When kind thoughts arise in our minds, we are creating heaven. When bad thoughts arise, we are creating hells. We must understand that heaven and hell are transformed by our karma, which originated from our mind. We must follow the deep, compassionate vows of the Earth Store Bodhisattva as our model. We must arouse our own inner Bodhi mind and vow to attain Buddhahood and to save all sentient beings. This way, we will fulfill the four teachings of the sutra: filial piety, salvation, liberation from suffering, and repayment of kindness.